Welcome back to TechNet Radio. We're here with part three in our Microsoft Cloud Services series, and in this episode we have Kevin Ashley, founder of Cloud OLAP, a cloud-based BI solution. Listen in as Kevin and Karen Forrester from PlatformVision.com provide insights into how the Windows as your platform can improve business intelligence implementations. Karen, the mic is yours.
Hello, this is Karen Forrester with Platform Vision, www.platformvision.com. And I'm here today for our third podcast in the series about Azure, Windows Azure, and cloud computing. And today my guest is Kevin Ashley. And Kevin is the founder of a company called Cloud OLAP. And as you might be able to guess from the name of Kevin's company, we're going to be focusing on business intelligence, BI, in the cloud. And Kevin's product, which is currently being ported to Azure. So let me ask you, Kevin, to introduce yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. Well, Cloud OLAP is a Connecticut-based startup company, and we make user-friendly products for cloud and corporate business intelligence, as you mentioned. With cloud services growing threefold and business intelligence growing by 30% by 2012, we believe that we're uniquely positioned to take advantage of these market trends. And with the cloud OLAP, the clients may scale business intelligence almost indefinitely, cut costs and implementation time, and improve load balance and system performance. So that's pretty much what we are all about.
Okay. Well, it's a very interesting topic to me because Microsoft has SQL Azure and Windows Azure and App Fabric for developers, but I think as of yet, there is no Microsoft BI solution for Windows Azure. So do you want to talk about why you see Azure as a good platform for your product to run on?
Absolutely. I'll be glad to. Actually, what you mentioned is a very interesting topic because when we look at the solutions that Microsoft currently offers with Azure, the SQL services and the storage solutions that Azure has do not include the analysis services. And the way we see that business intelligence is going these days is that business intelligence is definitely looking for a cloud solution or a cloud answer from vendors such as, for example, Microsoft. And a lot of our clients ask the same very question when will we have business intelligence in the cloud from Microsoft? So with our solution, we're trying to actually help our clients answer this question.
So is your solution going to be a software plus services solution? In other words, are you going to integrate with in-house databases, or are you going to be looking only at the cloud?
Well, the way we see our solution right now is it's a hybrid solution. It's sort of like a hybrid car. Many clients right now are kind of cautious about going 100% cloud-based, and the reason could be the way I see it is could be that they're just a little bit uncomfortable at looking at the entire infrastructure deployed in the cloud. So we offer sort of like a hybrid solution. We give them a cloud-based solution, and at the same time, we give them something which would allow them to do the same thing within their own infrastructure.
So, what are those offerings that you provide? So, what does a customer gain by using your solution?
We currently have three products. One product is called the Cloud OLAP Automation Server. And the automation server is actually an engine designed specifically for load balancing multiple business intelligence tasks. You can think about it as an orchestration platform for multiple data warehouses within Microsoft Business Intelligence. So, for example, if you have a couple of data warehouses, a couple of cubes, you can use our automation server to actually load balance and deploy the jobs to run securely and in a managed fashion on this platform. And then we have a product called Cloud OLAP Developer Pro, which is developer studio-like product, which allows our clients to design business intelligence very rapidly, eliminating the cost and time that it takes to actually get the job done. And the third product is the virtual server, which is actually the cloud-based product that we offer for EC2, and we're planning to migrate to Azure.
Okay, and so when you talk about these products, obviously there's a back-end database somewhere. What is that database?
Right now we're using Microsoft SQL Server as a back-end database, and the reason for this is because we see many of our clients historically have been using Microsoft SQL Server. They're in finance and in the risk analysis. And so they use Microsoft platform very heavily, but what we noticed is that it takes a long time for them to actually develop a business intelligence solution. In fact, they looked at it as a luxury for some reason, and perhaps the problem that they had was mostly because they couldn't find an easy way to develop business intelligence, to develop cubes, to actually structure their data and design the aggregations. So by designing our Developer Pro product, we were able to help them to minimize the time it takes to develop a cube, the time it takes to develop the business intelligence.
So does that run on the Windows Azure App Fabric?
Good question. We currently we're trying to create a prototype which will run on the App Fabric. And as a backend, we're still debating whether to use the Azure services or perhaps use SQL Azure, or maybe try to use our own backend as a server.
Interesting. So from the way you've described your solution, it sounds like you're really aiming at very large enterprises.
Actually, one of our potential clients right now is a small hedge fund. And another is an investment bank, relatively large. So when we look at the types of the clients that we have, I think the size of the client is doesn't really matter that much. What matters is, we believe, is the orientation on the Microsoft platform. If the client is willing to use Azure and Azure Security primarily as a foundation for its services, for its reporting and for its data aggregation, then we can offer it to this client.
Okay, so you have a scalable solution that reaches from the lower end to the upper end, but it's interesting that the two clients you mentioned, since our topic today is the financial services or financial industry, both of your clients that you mentioned here are in that industry. So why is this appealing to a cloud solution, in particular, appealing to the financial industry?
Well, in the finance specifically, finance is, for example, the risk analysis, if you look at the financial risk, is a very data-intensive area. So the clients were typically using Microsoft products in one way or another, And when they look at the scale and how to present it, how to look at the data, how to aggregate this data, they frequently are unsatisfied with the performance of their own data centers. So when they think about scaling, bringing the cloud to these clients, I think definitely makes sense because, first of all, when the financial clients are trying to design data reporting, they look at different types of probably different types of aggregations, different types of statistical aggregations, although they can predict how much they would need to scale their data center, usually the cost that they associate with the scale is not so easy to estimate. And so when we offer a cloud-based solution, we think that we give them a significant advantage by providing sort of like a variable cost scalability option, and they're very willing to actually buy into that.
It's interesting because you've mentioned security and, you know, the concern that people have about data in the cloud, and yet it seems like, you know, the most data-intensive industry, finance, is willing to take that risk.
Well, finance has different types of data. Usually, the data that the financial industry is looking at could be probably separated into different areas. And I'm sure that some of the companies would be very cautious about having the very sensitive data exposed on the cloud, even if it's SAS 70 certified, and they would still prefer to keep the data within their own data centers. But some of the data is purely mathematical calculations and aggregations, and that data could be stored on the cloud and could be provided with with less concern probably to the people that look at this data.
So more of their business analytics and things like that rather than customer data, say.
Yes, the customer database is probably more sensitive. Although from the Sarbanes-Oxley standards, such as SAS 70, for example, as long as the data center passes the SAS 70 certification, then most of the clients should probably be satisfied with the security that exists in the data centers. At least from our clients, we've heard that they would be happy with SAS 70 certification.
That makes sense. So what kind of BI solutions are they looking at using your product and Windows Azure? So what kind of analysis will they be doing?
Well, one of our clients will be doing the risk analysis. Another client will be doing log data aggregation. So in both cases, what we look at is something which is actually saving them a lot of money in terms of keeping most of this aggregated data in the virtual servers rather than in the servers that they would have to buy keep in their own environment, which is very important to them, I think.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, maintenance and things like that, and I think Windows Azure takes the maintenance part of the what you're calling the virtual servers out of the responsibilities of the corporate IT. Is that one of the reasons why it's appealing?
Yes, definitely. And not only that, if you look at the business intelligence at the BI, The industry started probably in 1950s. It's I don't know if our listeners have heard of the guy, of the IBM researcher who actually created the term. His name is Hans-Peter Lohn. In 1958, he wrote an article about business intelligence for the first time. And ever since then, it was a rather difficult problem to aggregate the data and to present it in a meaningful way. So when we look at the dimensions, let's put it this way, at the selling points of our products, we look at reducing the implementation implementation time, implementation costs. We'll look at reducing the risks related to creating business intelligence solutions, and we'll look at the infrastructure problems and the costs we save to our clients by providing sort of like an automated solution instead of hiring an expert to do this job. So there are several cost saving points at which our product is definitely positioned.
That makes perfect sense, and it makes me ask you, I know your product is currently not running on Azure and you are porting it to Azure. Do you want to talk about why you think Azure is important for your company and your business moving forward?
Definitely, because everybody asks us about it. it's a huge market. Azure is one of the clouds available out there right now, and one of them is Amazon EC2. One of them is Azure. We're looking at some other third-party vendors that have their own solutions and their own data centers. But Microsoft Azure has an excellent position because of the wave of Microsoft and the fact that Azure is perfectly integrated into Microsoft development tools. So, for example, when we look at Azure development SDK. And how well it's integrated with the development environment, for example, the Microsoft Visual Studio 2010, which was just launched recently. It's a great integration, and we expect a lot of companies, a lot of people to be very active in developing solutions for the Windows Azure platform. We believe that this is a very important factor.
That makes a lot of sense. So since you have SQL Server on your back end and you're using Windows Azure, I would expect that you'd have SQL Azure integration as well?
That's right. We SQL Azure is providing, as you know, several types of data storage. So you can store the blobs, you can store the table, but generally it's designed for scalable data storage, not necessarily relational or not necessarily aggregated. So when we look at what our clients need is sort of like an aggregated hybrid, and we're trying to provide this solution to the clients through using the SQL part of Azure, which currently stores the blob files, and at the same time providing the analysis services instances that already have aggregated data storage solutions. So it's sort of like a hybrid solution.
That makes perfect sense. And I think in contrast to the Amazon approach where you really just, you still have to maintain your servers and your infrastructure, it's just not in your own shop on your premises. Is Azure going to make a difference to people who are considering, you know, their data center and having additional resources necessary to manage that?
Well, Amazon, if we compare Amazon and Azure, for example, Azure is a much more application development integrated solution or cloud solution. Amazon EC2 is designed around what's called the Xen, X-E-N technology. Mm-hmm. And Xen is good at launching entire instances of the operating system. So, for example, if you are working within EC2 environment, then the only option that you have is to launch an entire instance of a Windows, for example, a Windows server, which includes analysis services, SQL Server. So you would have to pay for all these licenses, licensing altogether. In case of Azure, you have more flexibility because you can host your code, for example, your applications within the App Fabric. And at the same time, you can separate your data and host it within the SQL services, and you don't necessarily pay for the entire SQL Server instance that you have there. So the costs are actually much lower.
That makes a lot of sense. So it looks like we're coming to the end of our time here, but I want to make sure that we talk about when your application cloud OLAP is going to be available on Windows Azure.
We believe that we will be able to release the first version of the application in August of this year. And we currently have the existing version of Cloud OLAP Automation Server, which is designed for any intranet existing environment that the clients might have. We provide custom images for third-party cloud providers as well. For Azure specifically, we'll be building a version and release it in August this year.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Kevin. It's been fascinating talking with you, and I think BI is a topic that we could talk about all day, and it's adding that capability to Windows Azure seems like a really important step for people to be able to develop not only business applications, but ISV-type applications in the future.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. This is Karen Forster with PlatformVision.com, and we'll see you next time.